A new study finds that young children have difficulty learning immediately after watching fast-paced television cartoons full of images and activities that are not possible in real life. It's what some people are calling the SpongeBob effect. SpongeBob SquarePants is a cartoon character whose surreal and improbable undersea adventures are watched by children around the world. University of Virginia researchers wanted to find out whether watching SpongeBob affected kids' ability to learn immediately after seeing the show. To find out, a group of 4-year-old children watched either a short video of SpongeBob or a slower-paced and more realistic animated show called Caillou. A third group of children spend time drawing instead of watching television. Afterwards, explains researcher Angelin Lillard, they all took standardized tests designed to measure their ability to concentrate, learn, and solve problems, what psychologists call executive function.
And what we found was the children who had been in a SpongeBob condition were performing only about half as well as the other children, so they were at about 50% capacity.
The 4-year-olds in this study are at a critical age when the prefrontal cortex is still developing. That's the part of the brain where problem-solving and related functions are located. Lillard says one reason why a show like SpongeBob SquarePants might affect learning is its combination of speed and content.
It's fast-paced and it's fantastical. So the child is needing to process all this new stuff really, really fast, and it's difficult to process since it doesn't really happen in real life.
Lillard cautions that her study looked only at how young children learned immediately after watching the TV shows, so she can't say whether watching these kinds of programs have a permanent effect on learning.
But I would say that parents might want to think about when children watch such shows and perhaps how frequently they watch them as well, because they are certainly compromised immediately afterwards.
The study, by University of Virginia psychologist Angelin Lillard and her student Jennifer Patterson, is published in the journal Pediatrics. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.